Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Saturday, and this is day 10 of our 40-day journey through the season of Lent. Begin this season by hearing the truth about our sin and the limits of our powers. We also hear the promise of God's steadfast and abiding love for us, the amazing grace of God that has saved us through Jesus Christ our Lord. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Praise to the blessed and holy Trinity, one God, who gives us life, salvation, and resurrection. The Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The third chapter. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with that person. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This week, we have talked a lot about Abraham. We have talked about the promise God makes to Abraham and Abraham's trust in God's word in that promise. That's Abraham's faith. As the Abraham story continues, we wonder how God will keep the promise to Abraham and Sarah since they have passed the age when having children is a possibility. We wonder how God will keep the promise about a place to call home since Abraham has no land. We wonder how God will possibly bless the whole vast wide world through this one household, this one childless couple. Of course, God keeps God's promise in all sorts of surprising and ever-expanding ways, but at the heart of all of this is a miracle that we often overlook because it seems so basic and so ever-present that we take it just simply as a given. And that miracle is the way in which the Lord our God moves into the human story to restore and renew our relationship with our Creator God. It is the relationship between God and human beings that is being repaired in the promise of a full reconciliation, a reconciliation that comes through Jesus Christ, that is always at the heart of the promise God makes. When God speaks to Abraham, and Abraham recognizes the voice of God and believes God's word, something amazing has already started to happen. God is out to heal the broken fellowship between God and human beings. God is out to reconcile this household of this creation, which has been broken apart by the power of sin. In this reading, our gospel for this weekend, we learn that God is bringing that work now to its end, to its fulfillment and its conclusion in Jesus Christ. Nicodemus is a proud and faithful child of Abraham, both by birth and by his learning, and yet he cannot see what is clearly in front of his eyes, that this word of God that he has studied has now taken flesh to give life to all who put their trust in him. This is the work of the Holy Spirit that will come and make all things clear after Jesus is crucified and raised from the dead. Then the Spirit shows us the glory that God has revealed when our Lord was exalted on the cross, and all who put their trust in him die to sin and rise to a new life. We are born again. We are born from above. By faith we have been made children of Abraham. We have been made children of God. And all that means is that we are now welcomed into God's household. Our relationship with God is reconciled, and in that relationship to God in Christ, we find a sustaining and eternal life. This is God's purpose and intentions for the whole entire world, for everyone. God's love for the world poured out in blessing through Abraham's descendant to make us all God's children again by faith. The good news about Jesus is summed up in this one verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Once again, we find that God makes us whole and well in our relationship with God, the source and the sustainer of life. And it all comes to us by faith. Faith in this good news. Faith in this gospel that saves us from the power of sin and death, and gives us a new and eternal life in Jesus' name. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. in the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all with Christ, in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, for those who are sick in body, mind, and spirit, for those who are mourning and grieving, for those who are comforting and bringing health and healing. For who else? For what else do we ask this morning? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Ever-living God, author of creation, we give you thanks for your gift of water that brings life and refreshes the earth. We bless and praise you, for by water and the word we are cleansed from sin and receive everlasting life. Join us again this day to the saving death of Christ. Renew in us the living fountain of your grace, and raise us with Christ to live in newness of life. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation. And with all your creatures, we give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, who gives us new birth by water in the Holy Spirit, and forgives us all of our sins, strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.